The Reformation 500 reading that we have just heard today states that dying daily to our sinful nature doesn't sound very exciting. But our Bible reading suggested that it is actually our fallibility and failings, the effects of our sinful nature, that actually enable the light of Christ to be seen most clearly in our lives. So it may be that if we understand Martin Luther and St. Paul together, then we can view Luther's insistence that we live a life of repentance, a daily awareness of our fallibility and failings, more positively. In 2014, the artist Grayson Perry made a vase as a portrait of Chris Huhne, the Liberal Democrat politician who fell from grace when his wife, Vicky Price, revealed that he had asked her to take the blame for his speeding offence and the speeding points incurred. He resigned from the cabinet and was subsequently jailed for perverting the course of justice. Grayson Perry thought that Chris Huhne was essentially unchanged by his prison experience and that therefore he represented powerful white males with a kind of bulletproof Teflon confidence and chutzpah that was unaffected by wrongdoing and failure. As a result of reflecting in this way, Grayson Perry purposefully smashed the finished vase and then had it repaired using an ancient Chinese technique which involves lacquer resin dusted or mixed with gold. And he said, "I have smashed the pot and had it repaired with gold to symbolize that vulnerability might be an asset in relationships to such a person." St. Paul told the Christians in Corinth that they had the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ in their hearts, but that treasure was in clay jars, so that it might be made clear that this extraordinary power belonged to God and did not come from them. If you think about the image, if a clay jar, the container of the light, were to be perfectly formed, then the light inside would not be seen from the outside. The light of Christ would effectively be hidden. Like people looking at the confidence and chutzpah of the Teflon-coated Chris Huhne, people would look at our perfect life and not Christ, because they would see only us. Instead, St. Paul says, because we are not perfect and have difficulties and flaws, we are like cracked clay jars, meaning that it is then clear that where we act or speak with love or compassion, it is because of Christ in us, rather than being something that is innate to us or simply our decision alone. And he used this image of light in containers seen through cracks or through thin translucent clay to assure the Corinthian Christians that they had the light of Christ in their lives despite the fallibility and frailty of those lives. Similarly, the rock musician Leonard Cohen sings this, "Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. That's how the light gets in." St. Paul wrote, "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies." Paul wrote of us in the plural. We are afflicted, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. He's saying that it is as we come together to engage with affliction, perplexity, forsakenness, and being struck down that we carry in our body the death of Jesus and that we show the life of Jesus. It is as we come together by the light of Christ that we become the body of Christ. Now, I don't know how the image of a crack letting in light came into the mind of Leonard Cohen, but it fits really well with St. Paul suggesting that there are fractures and flaws running through each of our lives, and that these imperfections actually enable the light within to be seen more clearly. I don't suppose that Grayson Perry had this passage in mind when he smashed the Chris-hewn vase and had the resulting cracks gilded with gold. But like St. Paul, he suggests that our vulnerabilities are the most precious aspect of our lives, of more significance than a confident pride in ourselves that will not acknowledge weakness. The Lutheran pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer connected Luther's theology of the cross, our need to die daily to our sinful nature, with the lived reality of Christian discipleship in a threatened world. In phrases that echo his theological ancestry, he claimed that God is revealed in the world precisely in those places that the world is most prone to ignore, in suffering, rejection, and scorn. The God of Jesus Christ, he writes, takes these anathemas, makes them God's own, and invites all disciples to participate in them. Bonhoeffer wrote that to be a Christian does not mean to be religious in a particular way, to make something of oneself on the basis of some method or other, but instead to be the person that Christ creates in us. It is not the religious act, he suggests, that makes the Christian, but participation in the sufferings of God in the secular life. Following Christ results in the liberation of the self to exist for and with others. The Christian, he says, must drink the earthly cup to the dregs, and only in his doing is the crucified and risen Lord with him, and he crucified and risen with Christ. Bonhoeffer could thus say that Christ takes hold of Christians at the very center of their lives, while at the same time recognizing that it is also Christ who launches Christians into a world of suffering and difference. Hurled into the midst of that world, Christians are not to assume a sense of privilege, but are to relinquish privilege for the sake of others. To be claimed by others is to participate in the vulnerable God's existence for us. In contrast to a religion that can only offer smug reassurance, bourgeois comfort, and pious quietism, the new life to which Jesus calls his disciples is fraught with risk. Bonhoeffer claimed that God is revealed in the world precisely in those places that the world is most prone to ignore. The God of Jesus takes those anathemas, makes them God's own, and invites all disciples to participate in them. Each of us are therefore like cracked or translucent clay jars because of our flaws and vulnerabilities. It is through these lines of stress, the suffering, rejection, and scorn with which we engage, that the light of Christ is actually seen. And it is as we join together in living for the sake of others that we become the body of Christ and reveal him most fully in the world. And Bonhoeffer would have seen that thought as an expression of Luther's injunction to live a life of repentance. May it be so for each one of us. Amen.